It's showtime, baby.
Jesus Christ.
The Max and Lou show here. We're going to talk about some great things today. E3 is actually going on as we speak. That is one of the biggest video gaming conventions in the world. And we're here to talk about some things that are going on at E3.
And with us, we have a very special guest on for a second time is Sean Kelsey.
Sean Kelsey.
Heyo.
The master of games himself.
Master.
I would consider you a master.
I'm like intermediate.
Okay, the intermediate of games himself.
Alright, well, we've pretty much experienced all of E3, right? There's nothing more coming out, correct?
I don't think so.
Before we forget to mention, this is episode 16.
Ah, shit.
And you can email us at maxandlucio@gmail.com. Now let's get this rolling.
Alright. So, I don't know what kind of order this is really in, but let's go first with Ubisoft.
If you gotta talk for a minute, just grab someone's mic.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it?
No. Didn't we watch Ubisoft?
Yeah, we did, downstairs.
You didn't watch any of it, Sean?
No, I didn't watch any of it. I watched the orchestra in the beginning. That's when I texted.
And then you stopped. You were like, yo, put this on, so I put it on.
I was coming home from work.
That's fair. I even said that.
So I guess they started with a big Assassin's Creed orchestra that's now a live act that they're going around doing on tour where you can go listen to a live Assassin's Creed soundtrack orchestra. But with them opening with that, we thought they were going to be announcing any new Assassin's Creed game, which Ubisoft unfortunately did not announce at E3 this year. But they did have a couple. They did have a couple other cool looking things.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
Watch Dogs.
Oh yeah, the London looked good. The what?
Legion.
Yeah, Watch Dogs
Legion.
How do you feel about it? Did you see it at all? Did you watch anything about it?
No, not a fan of Watch Dogs, really.
It would look good.
I'm not really a fan of like single player games.
No, that's like the whole thing.
Unless it's on the Switch.
Unless it's.
Then I'll play it.
Do you want to start with Nintendo since that was the most recent?
You like Nintendo, right?
I do.
What did they talk about?
Well, just announced was the new Smash characters.
Oh yeah, I mean you were talking about that before.
Banjo, I don't get the hype about Banjo.
Really?
Yeah, I think his game sucked. It was really annoying.
But a lot of people love that game.
For nostalgia.
That's the thing.
Alright, but just the characters. They don't all have to be some amazing game, you know?
True. I mean, it's just this nostalgia, though.
Like, I really
have
like...
you ever played Banjo-Kazooie?
Yeah!
That's Max's shit, man!
No, that's not true. But I did play it. Like, didn't you have it?
I did. I do have it.
Yeah.
That's your shit, but too, man!
No, it's like...
It's tedious
when
as
runs,
fuck.
When he runs, it makes the most annoying.
So what kind of attacks does he have that he can bring to
he swings the bird.
Smash Bros.
He swings Kazooie around and rides Kazooie.
I didn't watch the video with him. I watched the video with the hero, but I'm assuming that the bird pecks. There's like the peck move, right?
I don't know. There's gameplay of it you can look up.
That's like the only thing I didn't see. Because they announced both of them. What else Nintendo announced? Yeah, the new Breath of the... I didn't watch the announcement, but I saw that they announced a new Breath of the Wild.
It's Breath of the Wild 2, or the sequel. I don't know.
Cool.
There's the rumors that it's multiplayer.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They wouldn't do that.
The trailer suggested it, too, because it was Link and Zelda in a dungeon.
Ooh. I'll get a Switch for that.
Confirmed, Max is buying a Switch for the new Zelda game.
Maybe. It's set in development, right? They didn't have anything to show about it, really?
In development, so that could be years away.
Alright.
Find one on Facebook Marketplace in like a year or two from now for like $100.
Exactly.
Less. How much was the Switch?
$300.
It's a pretty impressive console. What do you think?
I think it's great. I think it's the best console. I think PC is the best gaming.
It's literally like a console, like, you know, like your typical console that like you have to plug into the wall and leave in your house, but you don't have to
put it on your your stand and
talk. Well, that's the thing. Like, it's a console that doesn't necessarily have to be like something that stays at home.
Yeah, you can play it wherever. I can just
be. It's like having your PlayStation 4, your Xbox anywhere with you.
Yeah.
I just really like all of the PlayStation exclusives very badly. I love Spider-Man. I love God of War, Uncharted. Like, there's a lot of things that you can't play on anything else, but I think I'd get a Switch now. Now's a good time. Because, like, I want, Animal Crossings.
The new one?
Yeah, if you would get that shit, that seemed fun to do.
I'd get it. I'm going to get it. It's dangerous having my debit card on my Switch.
Do you know how many games I have on my PS4?
I don't want to know.
Take a wild guess. 300? I don't know exactly. Okay, it's less than that.
200.
Yeah, it's around there. Like, all really cheap. Some goes on sale, it's like, ooh, $5. You're like, ah, okay.
And I've had it for a while. I have like 100 games on my Steam account.
Yeah.
I just got that 12-year badge, baby.
Veteran. So we're still Nintendo right now, aren't we?
I think I said everything I know that's coming out for Nintendo.
There was a game I saw in GameStop.
Luigi's Mansion 3.
No way.
I didn't watch that. Does that seem cool?
Yeah, it looks really cool.
Yeah.
I love Luigi's
Mansion. Are they coming out with a new Pokemon game as well?
Yeah, Sword and Shield.
Was that what... I saw something in GameStop, and it was in one of the boxes on the counter for something that's going to be a new release.
Sword and Shield.
Yeah. It was announced a little bit ago, but it's for the Switch. So. What's everyone mad about?
For what?
New Pokemon game.
I didn't think anything.
Probably ugly ass Pokemon.
There's a part in the fight where you can make your Pokemon gigantic. That's like the gimmick of that era of Pokemon.
Okay.
So I think turn giant.
Alright.
That sounds whack.
It's really weird.
Yeah, I saw like backlash right now for Pokemon, and they were saying like it was, I don't know, it was like Pokemon gotta, like, fuck them all, or like, I don't, it was like...
Gotta fuck them all?
Yeah, but not like that way, like, or like, gotta catch some of them, and I don't know, it was like, there was a lot of things, like, bashing the new game on, like, Reddit. If right now, go on Reddit, like, Reddit Pokemon or Reddit something, gaming maybe, I don't even know, and like, people are mad about it, and I'm like, well, what could have they done? But alright, we also saw Minecraft Dungeons.
We did see Minecraft Dungeons, and Minecraft is a game that we've all been playing since the dawn of its era.
Before you can even spend dollars on it.
Which was, I mean...
You had to spend Swedish currency, whatever.
We're going on like 8 or 9 years with this now. We've been playing Minecraft since we were like 16, 17 years old. 17, I think I was.
You think so?
I think I was 16.
Do you know? How long have we been playing Minecraft?
Yeah, I think it was 16 the first time you had me play it.
I don't remember. I remember I played, though, when Survival wasn't out. We played the classic.
Yeah.
I remember when the alpha for
We were, like, all together, and I think, like, you bought it first, Max. We were at your house, Sean,
and
we were watching. We were all sitting there watching you play Survival Mode.
And it was crazy.
You were, like, hiding in the dirt and shit from the zombies when the sun went down. Like, I remember, like... First experience,
crazy
basically.
How excited
we were. I like went home and bought it the same night.
Honestly, yeah, it's it's so crazy how much progress, because we haven't stuck with it as much as we could have.
It's crazy now. There's so much awesome shit in it. I would like to play it.
I'd like to beat it.
But the dungeon seemed pretty cool. Seemed like a nice new aspect to the game.
Why?
So, you know how the Pokemon Bank, you know what that is?
No.
So, like, you can catch Pokemon in one game, you put it in your Pokemon Bank, and you can bring it to other games?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like a service you pay for.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they got...
Wait. Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you could just, like, transfer, you know, trade Pokemon into your other accounts.
Well, you have, like, this bank that you pay for. It's like $5.
Okay.
And then you can put your Pokemon from any game into it and switch them between your games.
Oh, and you can't do that?
Yeah. Well, no. For this one, it has Pokemon Home. The Switch made its own Pokemon Bank. It's called Pokemon Home. So, the Pokemon Bank, you can't have any Pokemon from the other games bring them up to Sword and Shield.
You can't do it the other way?
No, you can't go back either.
Well, that's terrible. Well, so...
But also, it's for, like, people are mad because people have been collecting Shinies in all these games for years.
Get over it.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll change it?
Because they announced Pokemon Home, and the Pokemon Home isn't even... Like, the only game that's compatible with it is the one that's coming out. So, like, that's a useless
thing. They're trying to do it again.
They're setting up, like, the next few Pokemon games coming out after this one.
That's stupid. Yeah, I can see the hatred, I guess. I have a feeling...
It's a new generation, though, you know? It's a new era. It's a new console, you know? So, like... They gotta deal with this shit, though, you know? They just gotta get over it, and it's the future now. Change is gonna happen. You'll still have all your shiny Pokemon on all your consoles and all that good stuff. You're just gonna have to start over in the new game.
Alright, now, I think that's...
We didn't finish talking about Minecraft Dungeons.
Alright, you're kind of right. What was your everyone's impressions of it? Because at first I wasn't for it, because I saw that they changed it up. I thought it was like... Not DLC, but kind of, and saying, hey, now you have dungeons and quests and stuff, but they kind of did make a new game, and it's like a top-down Diablo-esque game. Any impressions?
Sean, I know you were really interested in it. You're definitely going to want to put up another server and play some Minecraft out of this.
I probably could do that.
I mean,
think the dungeons looks that cool, though.
It was enough to spark an interest in me to play it and experience it, you know?
Yeah, I don't think I'll play it as much as I did Minecraft, but it seemed like it's like a...
That's not my lure for Minecraft. You know, my lure for Minecraft is the whole farming of material aspect and building. I don't really, like, go crazy for that whole dungeon crawling aspect of it, or that whole spelunking aspect of it, but... It'll always have a tender spot in my heart. There's another game we saw that looked really similar to Minecraft. It was Dragon Quest, dude.
Dragon Quest Builders 2.
That shit looked awesome. I'm gonna get that game.
Cool.
I'm gonna get that game.
Yeah, dope. And it's multiplayer, right?
Yeah.
I'll have a PS4 by then.
It's gonna be fun, dude. That game, I will have so much fun with that game.
Do we have anything else that was in Nintendo before we branch off? I remember. Well, oh yeah, because we switched to Ubisoft.
We switched from Ubisoft.
You're right. Dragon Ball Kakarot.
Dragon Ball Kakarot. You want to talk about that game?
The action RPG.
Looks sick.
Because that map seemed decent. I'm curious how many maps there are. And I'm assuming the story's not going to be very, like, long. But there's going to be side quests and shit. And, like...
They're going to flesh it out.
It said the story is supposed to follow Goku through most of his time in Dragon Ball Z. So, I mean, I don't think it's going to be much of a short story. They have had several games so far that have played through the Z part of the story. But, like...
It started before that, though, too. Before Z.
The game?
Yeah, because the gameplay they were showing, they were talking to, like, old androids.
Oh. I think it was, like, an Easter egg.
Could be.
Because, like, they were saying... in the thing that we were...
doing, like, Red Ribbon Army shit, though.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what the Red Ribbon Army is?
Oh, well, see, yeah, that was... The one thing I saw was that you can fish with your tail. And they said, like, in the interview, they were like, oh, we were going to ask if you'd have any callbacks to the original, like, Dragon Ball. And clearly... Not only are there callbacks, but, like, you incorporate them very heavily. Like, you make it canon. He's like, oh, absolutely.
It's all good.
Hell yeah.
I'm a big Dragon Ball Z fan. I'd like to play it, see how it works.
If it goes all the way to the Boo stuff?
If you get to fly around as Goku, like, Super Saiyan, the Super Saiyan 3 and shit like that, that'd be awesome.
I hope it doesn't end with Frieza.
You hope you, like, get to, like, destroy, like, you know, like, make, like, big impacts on the scenery and stuff. Yeah. Like, by flying around, making, like, craters and shit, shooting blasts.
The map looked crazy, too.
Yeah, they looked really...
Who's Oob? Remember Oob?
Yeah, Oob is like the human form of Kid Buu for whatever reason. I forget how it happened, but after Goku uses the spirit bomb on Kid Buu, some shit happens and he turns into a human, and that's who Oob is. And then Oob winds up fusing with the one Kai, I think, or something like that. And he makes, like, a new Oob.
And that Oob is, like, the black kid with the white hair, right?
No. He just looks like a bigger, like, more buff...
Who's that
kid? ...fighting Oob.
You know what I'm talking about?
Black guy with the white hair.
Yeah, like, he's like a kid.
What?
Isn't that Oob? Who's Oob? What is Oob look
Oob
like?
Oob don't have white hair. He's got a mohawk.
Yeah. It's not a white mohawk?
Are you talking about Vegeta in GT?
No. There's no one with a white mohawk.
No.
Oh, this one was white.
I think there's... I'm pretty sure Oob fuses and that's how he gets bigger, but there's like Oob and Kid Oob, I think.
Check out Kid Oob, then.
So weird. Anime's weird.
Oob is the human reincarnation of Kid Buu. He becomes Goku's martial arts student after fighting him in the 28th. World Martial Arts Tournament.
Type Kid Oob right now.
Well, this I think that one's Kid Oob, and that one and that one's not Kid Oob. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I don't know why I thought he had white hair. All right. But yeah, it seems pretty
Oob's
damn
never
fun.
In any of the games.
He well.
He's not.
Nah, you can fight
like
him.
Budokai.
He's in whatever game this is.
Yeah, I think he's in Tenkaichi 3 or some shit.
Nice. These guys are outrageously buff. Like, obnoxious.
I never thought we'd be talking about Oob.
Oob.
Alright. We can talk a little bit about Final Fantasy VII. If you want. The good things and the bad things.
Just don't know.
As of today.
I don't know what's going on with it.
There's not many bad things to say about it.
Oh. It was just announced, and like he just said he was hoping that it wouldn't stick in Midgar, but it was announced today that the whole game will take place in Midgar. It won't go past that.
It's fine.
It's not even a quarter of the actual game.
They'll make it good.
How
don't
they
worry.
End the game in Midgar.
Well, if you think about it,
you guys never even played this. You
know? It gives them room to make another disc to put out a year later or 2 years later.
And not only that, but like.
Are you gonna do that?
They originally said it was going to be episodic, so, like, it makes sense. But my whole thing is, like, imagine in the game, especially because it was an RPG without actual, like, dialogue, every time that something came up that you had to read, like, I think this is a whole conversation that's going to take a while. It's going to be a big-ass cutscene. It's going to be very detailed shit. So, like, it's just going to take a hell of a lot longer.
It's a remake, too. It's a remake of the original game, so, you know, like... They could easily do that, you know, cut into three parts or something like that if they want to.
I heard
they're changing. And just totally remake it.
I heard they're changing it. They're retelling it. So it's going to be different.
Why? How is that possible? They're just changing the story?
They might change it a little.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I can't deal with this shit.
Square Enix also talked about Avengers.
The Avengers game. That game, honestly, was really disappointing to me.
Yeah?
It looks like it'll be a fun game.
Well, what were you disappointed? The only thing I'm disappointed about is kind of how they look.
I'm disappointed.
They look good, but...
I'm disappointed with how they look, and I'm disappointed with the lack of people in the game.
Alright, like, but see... I in the beginning, because
especially, listen, especially if they're gonna... Just use completely generic faces and make up every, like, make and model, like, their own complete, you know, CGI characters to play the superheroes, then they might as well have just gone with the whole freaking Avenger team. Because it would have been a hell lot harder if they had to get celebrities and celebrities' faces and stuff like that. But if they weren't even going through all that trouble...
Well, they're all thing is that they're all getting their own story.
Whatever.
And they said that they're getting...
What do you mean they're all getting their own story?
They
can
play as any of them.
So there's going to be like five parts to the story or something like that?
Five different stories.
There's five of them, right? Or six of them.
I think it's five. But they said they're going to add more people, but they're going to add them for free after the game comes out, which is a little cheesy to do, but at least they're doing it. It's going to be free, you know what I mean? Like...
I mean, it looks like it'll be a fun game. Everyone wants to be able to play as a superhero.
Yeah. What else did Square talk about?
A lot of stuff.
Shitty JRPGs.
Were they the ones that talked about Dragon Quest?
Yeah, about, yeah, Dragon Quest Builders 2 and Dragon Quest, what was it? Elusive Age S for the Switch. You should get it, because I have the normal one for PS4. It's dope.
I heard it wasn't that good.
I can show you. If you like turn-based RPGs, it's the best. Really up there with maybe like old school.
Shunk, can you get down with RPGs?
I can.
You should try it. Just fuck with it for a little.
But I like playing multiplayer games.
That's fair.
You know.
You love like MMO.
I like winning, dude.
You like PvP.
Yeah, I like fucking up other people.
What about Halo Infinite?
Looks good. I don't know. I don't really know what's going on with it. But...
Yeah, no gameplay, so I can't really expect.
I think it's going to be awesome. It's going to be good.
The quality looks nice.
It's going to make a lot of people want to like go back and play the other Halo games. It's just going to be the one.
Yeah, I feel like Halo can't be bad at this point. Even if it is bad, it's still not bad. No?
Still going to be people who love it because it's just like... Because
it's Halo.
Exactly. We also have Star Wars, which I'm honestly really excited for, because it came out of nowhere, and it's coming out very soon. So, like, it comes out the end of this year, I'm pretty sure.
That looked cool. I know there were Star Wars games in the past, and you played them, right? The Star Wars games? I think so.
Yeah, Force Unleashed. And
like, for the Xbox and shit, there was, like, ones you guys play back in the day.
This is more Jedi. That's cool.
Yeah. He's like someone figuring out that he's a Jedi, so it's just like, it's such an up and coming tale about like a kid who's just.
Didn't you say you knew who he was, or one of you guys said you knew who he was?
He's a canon character.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's one of the last Jedis.
Everyone in that game's canon.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I saw that Forrest Whitaker.
I would play it. I'd have fun playing it.
This, The Elder Ring, which is going. I don't even remember.
I'm hype about it, but I don't really know what it is. I like anything from Software.
Yeah, it was from Software and George R.R. Martin, the guy who does Game of Thrones.
So I think it's a new story, though. It's not Game of Thrones.
It's not Game of Thrones. It looks very...
They didn't show much.
No, they didn't.
It was very confusing, but if it's Dark Souls-y, I'm going to play it.
That arm looked just weird in the beginning. It was like a very fleshy arm on like a bony body. Remember that? It was really strange looking.
Yeah, they didn't show much. It was a short trailer.
It's gonna be dark. Real dark.
I mean, honestly, I think it's... Oh, yes, it's the last thing on here. Cyberpunk 2077.
You can beat that entire game without killing anybody.
See, I love that. That's dope. That is my favorite thing.
Sounds like too much work.
Yeah, but like you can. It's like Dishonored too. Like you can if you want to.
That's some shit Max lives for. Yeah, he loves a challenge like that. Game.
If there's a trophy for it, it's my thing. If there isn't, I'm not going. Like, nah. Like I bet you can beat Assassin's. No, probably not. I wonder if you like beating Assassin's Creed without the people you have to kill, like targets. It's probably possible.
Nah.
Why not?
You think your trophies are going to transfer over to PS5?
Oh, yeah.
Think so?
I don't.
It's a PSN profile. Apparently, Xbox announced new console. You guys know that?
Yeah, they teased it.
And what is it?
Scarlet, right?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it either. I didn't even care about it. That's just me, though. But, honestly, I'm really pumped about Cyberpunk. The Keanu Reeves was an interesting just addition.
That's a selling point.
not Keanu Reeves anymore. Just John Wick.
He's a celebrity himself. He came out on stage.
I love when movie stars, after a movie, they become that person. Where people won't even look at him as Keanu Reeves anymore. Some people were just like,
yeah. And before that, he was Neo. Yeah, it's like, and that faded because it's been a long time. Now he's fucking John Wick.
The guy who played Jon Snow, that happened to. He went to rehab or something for it, I heard.
What? Why?
He was just so stuck. I guess he was stuck in the character.
Ah!
I know that.
Him with depression after.
I know that Hermione had to change schools because, like, if she would, she went to public school after, like, and like, she would answer a question right, and someone would be like, 10 points for Gryffindor, and they would never stop doing it. And like,
that's so funny.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, she decided to be homeschooled or be taught on set after that. So it happens, dude.
It's crazy. You could become a character.
I feel like a lot of child actors have that. Especially, like, I bet Back to the Future is probably like that for almost all of them.
Think so.
Almost every single one of those characters. Biff, like, hates it. He can't make a career because everyone just knows him as Biff.
Or McCulkin.
Yeah, exactly.
Home Alone kid.
He has a new movie coming out, too, which is weird.
But, he was on Joe Rogan.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It was a good one, too.
So what else, guys? What else did we see at E3 that you want to talk about?
It wasn't much.
Anything?
The one thing about E3, though, is I think almost everything got leaked.
Yeah, and we were talking about that last night.
Every single thing was leaked already, so...
We're in, like, a big age of media right now where it's going to be almost...
Leaks are huge. You get so much cred if you're a leaker.
It's going to be so hard, I mean, to keep things under wraps anymore with how big media's gotten and how, you know, advanced technology is with smartphones and quick messaging, like Snapchats and direct message and stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess that does stink.
All it takes is one person who's working for a big corporation to send a Snapchat to one of their friends, and then one of their friends do that thing where their iPhone records what's on the screen, and they save it, and then they post it up to Reddit or whatever, and bam, you know?
There was definitely some surprises, but there definitely was a lot of things guessed correctly.
Very few surprises, I feel like. I knew about almost everything. Right?
I was surprised for that game that Ubisoft Quebec released, the team that works on Assassin's Creed.
Oh, what was it?
It's like Gods and Monsters. Yeah. That game looked like a pretty game. I'm interested what that's going to be about.
Alright.
It looked like a fun game, not something to go crazy about, but it's probably going to be intense with some good fighting. You know, it's like fantasy, so there's going to be like a lot of cool tags and stuff, I bet, like cool weapons and shit.
Alright. How about that tiny car racing game? I don't even remember the name of it.
Tiny car racing game?
Yeah, I think you were playing something. I guess you didn't see it.
It's like race car driving on a racetrack, but they're like tiny little cars.
It's like overhead view, and they're like, they drift like as if they're very light. They're like toy cars. It's really interesting. Looks nice.
We should make a marble racing game. You remember the marble racing?
Yo, that's it.
Right,
patented, CGI. We've done it. Don't, guys, you can't do anything. We said it already.
It's ours. We're going to make the marble race simulator.
Remember how fucked up we were watching that?
Dude, I've always wanted to
You have
like,
to be really fucked up to be rooting for marbles.
Yeah.
Going down like freaking slides and shit and
they have,
on
but
who's
they have names
win.
And you're like,
yeah,
you're,
yeah.
Do you remember?
He sets up the crowd too.
The crowd of marbles. And it's cool because he does all these different environments.
Yeah, there's
the
like the
fucking great.
Yeah, the Olympic ones, you know, and they all go to the Olympics too.
Yes. I'm actually, like, I'm mad because, like, I've wanted to watch it again, and I remember both of you guys being like, nah. I was like, man.
I could do a marble race after this.
Get really drunk and then just bet on marbles in the marble race.
Absolutely.
You'll
dollar
have a lot
bets.
Of fun, I guarantee it.
Yeah, just dollar bets, or maybe, like, go higher. Fucking put shit down.
Bet your car. Don't say Lou told you to do it.
Because if you think about it, put a dollar down, it's like multiple people, one person wins.
And then bam, you just won $10.
Oh, not that many people.
Yeah.
Sure. Fuck it.
Marble races from video games.
They were talking about the tiny car races.
And Sean decided we'll make the marble race video game.
I'm trying to think of anything else that was announced, and I can't. Did Bethesda announce anything?
They showed Doom Eternal for like half an hour.
Oh, that's gay.
Doom.
They needed something more than that. They needed some Elder Scrolls in there. It is about time. Skyrim has came. When did that come out? 2009, probably?
I think it was 2011.
That sounds about right, but that's. So
Skyrim
what?
For your Tesla.
What?
Skyrim for your Tesla. Because, like, it's on everything, dude. Next up, you're going to be able to play it on a fridge. Or, like, a Nokia. Yeah, so those are all the memes. And people make jokes about it because a lot of it's real. Like, you can play it, like, there's like, a Monopoly version now. And they're like, no. It's, like, just it's like infecting the world.
They have refrigerators like that where you can, like, play games and stuff on them. I've seen them at Home Depot.
So it's probably real.
You go in there and play games?
No, I just shop around.
It has everlasting memes. Like, the arrow to the knee lasted for a while, then it died down. It doesn't happen anymore. And, like, the most recent one, what is that? I'm trying to remember it. I'll remember. Gotta give me some time, though.
In the meantime, find us at maxandlucio@gmail.com. Yeah, and you can listen to us on any platform now.
Yeah, it's like what it'll do, like, I don't know, it'd be like a black screen or like going into a hole, and when it comes out, it's the start of Skyrim.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen this, like, there's like pornos. There was a porno one where these girls, they like put this blindfold on this guy, and then he gets blindfolded, and it slowly fades into the Skyrim starts.
It's became a hit, and I'm like, yo, this game came out so long ago, why does it still have so much hype? And it always has. And then it's on VR, and now it's on Switch, and like it's on everything, and I don't know why. They haven't even released new DLC for it. It's had DLC for like a little
there
bit.
There was the Elder Scrolls NPC video too.
Oh, fuck that. Yeah, because they have so much on that, and they keep updating that.
What? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Wait, what are you talking about? Elder Scrolls Online?
No, the NPC video of the lady who's yelling at the construction workers like an NPC.
You remember that? Do you see it? We should put that on. Because this is audio. You don't even need the
it's
video.
It's such shitty audio.
I guess. But it's so... She's like yelling, but it's so soft. It's like, you better get down from there right now. It is 8 in the morning. You will wake up the neighbors. It's like all this stuff. Just like, I will call the police. Like, just like so violent but so soft.
He's like, the homeowner told us we can be out here.
It's wonderful. Yeah, people make fun of like how the NPCs talk and like how they walk and like...
She's like pointing and shit like an NPC. As she's talking, like standing with like her arms on her hips.
She's like, you should be ashamed. It is 8 in the morning on a Sunday.
Yeah.
She seemed like she wanted to scream.
That's great stuff.
But yeah, I need more normal Elder Scrolls and like Fallout. Yeah, they had some Fallout 76 stuff, but like, I really don't care, which is unfortunate.
Brandon's been playing Oblivion, I think.
Yeah, and that's so cool.
He loves that shit.
It's
you
a
know?
Good one. I'm like,
you just randomly will start playing that game again from the beginning.
I do find it a little more fun than Skyrim. Skyrim just like has a lot better with it, you know. Like I like the level up stuff. Like when you look up at the constellations and you could branch off and pick different upgrades. Like that was very necessary. But a lot of the other stuff. I don't know. You know what? Nothing's really wrong with it, now that I think about it. It's a little too hand-holding. I really wish they had a mode where you had to read like you did in Morrowind. Remember that? Did you ever play Morrowind?
I've watched people play it.
Like, instead of having a quest, like, imagine it's just like, go, like, bring the sword to this person, and it'll show up on a marker, you know, like any video game, and it'll make you go there, like in Assassin's Creed or anything. It'll just be like, here, on the map. In Morrowind, it'll be like, go down the road south of town until you see a large tree and turn left. Keep going in the forest until you go over a hill and you will see he'll be like a crevice or a little canyon in the ground. What is it called?
I don't know.
A
ravine?
Right? A ravine? Huh? What did you say?
A what in the ground?
Like a crevice.
A cave?
Yeah, I guess. Or some shit. And it'll be like, when you get to that, it's like, go east.
Where'd your accent go?
Fuck. And then you get there, and like, that's how you have to get there. You have to read your fucking journal, and like, another thing will just... it's not even always directions. A lot of it's about, like, the description of what a person looks like. And, like, a lot of it's crazy. That shit's fun. I want some shit like that back.
That would be pretty fun to play. I would like to play a game like that. That sounds cool.
Absolutely.
I would try it. We should play it one day.
Yeah.
They should make more games like that today still.
Apparently... I'm trying to remember, and I'm so mad that I don't. There is a game coming out where you're allowed to turn off everything, turn off the HUD and all that, and it's encouraged. I know Odyssey is like that. If you want to play Odyssey, you can do that. It turns off. It'll tell you what village it's by and like how to get there, and you can like look at your map. But like that's kind of it. How you doing?
Just looking at some stuff.
What you checking out?
I don't know. Just stuff we could talk about. I'm just looking.
Well, it's been an eventful show.
I guess. I mean, we talked about a lot of the stuff. Hasn't been all too long, but
we summed up E3 pretty much.
I guess.
All the good stuff that we're going to be staying tuned to.
I skipped Gears of War 5, and like, there's some stuff. But,
I'm pretty stoked for Dragon Quest Builders.
Cool. I'm happy you're interested in that. I had the first one for the Vita. Very interesting. I'm very happy about the Dragon Quest character in Smash and how, like, yeah, we were just saying, Sean, how, like, when you switch, like colors for...
Yeah, it changes the whole character.
Like, I guess I was like, because it's called the hero, which I was like, that's kind of stupid, but because you can change the color, it's like the different hero from all different games. Like, imagine Final Fantasy doing that, but they all had names, so never mind, but you get it.
That was actually a secret. No one knew. No one leaked that.
Nice.
Who leaked what? What was that?
It wasn't just Erdrick as the character, it was like all of the Dragon Quest protagonists.
Like, there's, like, 6 different skins or 5 different, like, colors. You know how you can change your color in Smash?
Yeah.
Every time you change your color, it'll be a different hero from a different Dragon Quest game.
That's cool.
So, like, that's... And they all look like Dragon Ball Z characters.
All the leaks said it was just the one character.
But they guessed both. They got him. Not guessed. I guess they
Why isn't
both.
Goku in Smash?
Because he's more of an anime character. Than a video, iconic video game.
They're all anime characters.
But they're video game characters, iconic ones.
Yeah, like none of them are from TV shows first.
I honestly think Master Chief would have a better time getting in the game than Goku.
They should put Chief in there.
They really should. He's really iconic.
Chief was in Left. Chief was in what is that game?
Soul Calibur.
Yeah.
They put Snake, Solid Snake in Smash. That's pretty close. I think they could do. Yeah.
They don't really have any Xbox reps other than Banjo. PlayStation has a bunch.
Do you say?
Yeah.
Who?
Like Cloud was a PlayStation. Snake was too.
Yeah, Cloud, Snake.
What's this new Smash gonna
Ryu,
be?
Well, no, Ryu's
Are they just adding new characters to the existing Smash game?
Yeah, the new one, Smash Ultimate.
That's lame.
It is a little bit, but you know, it's cool.
They should make a new one.
They just made a new one. This one just came out.
Yeah.
When?
Less than a year ago?
Wow.
October.
Yeah.
And do you play it a lot or what?
Yeah.
And it's dope. And honestly, the one before it was a little.
Where's your Switch, Sean?
Still good.
It's at home.
Why?
because I'm here talking and not switching.
Shit.
Max ain't switching either. Hey!
He got one. Zing.
Is that what you meant?
No.
Yeah, you meant because of this microphone.
Yeah.
He got me deep because I wasn't putting the microphone. But you see, I was switching. Okay. I really do. I don't know. I really want to play Ultimate, so you should bring Smash. But are those characters announced as in, like, out or no?
The hero comes out in just says summer, and then Banjo says fall.
That's so lame. I understand it can't come out right away, but fall for a character? I don't need that.
Yeah, that's pretty whack.
Did they?
Yeah, Joker.
Was that really that recent? Because they announced that a long time ago.
No, like, a month and a half ago.
Fuck. Is he fun?
He's alright. I don't really play him.
Okay.
I play Jigglypuff and Wii Fit Trainer.
You love that Wii Fit Trainer.
Yeah, you kill it.
Yeah, it's fun.
I just keep up with that Ness. It's still just my favorite.
Ness is so good in this game.
Who do you play?
Meta Knight.
Yeah?
Always.
Cool.
First person I've ever met is Meta Knight.
Dude, I kill it as Meta Knight. I also play Pit.
Really? Play the worst character.
Shut the fuck up.
You're gonna... There's like... How many new characters are there in
and
this
I
game?
Play...
In this one?
What's Wolf? Is
yeah.
It Wolf or Fox? Wolf.
Maybe both.
This game has every character that was in every game.
I always play Wolf and I run off the edge. It's my secret tactic.
End it quick. Yeah, they got Wolf in there. They got Ridley.
Yeah, Ridley's kind of crazy.
They got Snake in there. They got King K. Rool.
Honestly, I just like Link.
They have three Links.
Yeah.
That's where Max used to work.
Damn, that's a deep, deep dive. That's
he
good.
Used to work for three Links.
Holy fuck.
Not the Links that you guys know, though.
Nah, with an X. Damn. That's like, that's a.
It was with an X?
Impressive dive.
Like a Lynx?
Yeah, three L-I-N-X. Very hard to have people find it. I have to be like, it's the number three, don't spell it out. L-I-N-X. Alright.
We should play Smash with our bro, Sean.
Yo, you guys wanna go Smash?
Is there any way to use a GameCube controller with it? No. Oh, that's so awful.
You need the wireless GameCube controller. Or you need the adapter, but Brandon took it to his friend's house and never brought it back.
Who's his friend?
Cookie.
I know where Cookie lives. We're gonna go get it. You hear that, Cookie?
Cookie or is Patty? I don't know.
I know where Patty lives,
we'll
too.
We'll find out.
We're gonna go get it from one of them. They both live around the block. Sean, your hair looks fucking crazy right now. Excuse my French. Excuse my Polish.
Thank you.
So, how do you enjoy the new Battlefield game?
It's not new.
It's not? You just bought it recently?
Well, I had it for Xbox, and then Pete just got it, and Pete's obsessed with it. And Marcus got it too, so.
Oh, shit.
I go where my friends go.
Nice.
He's so desperate for other people to play online with that he just has to follow his group of online friends.
You just love PC's, the online.
PC's the top of the top, not everyone can hang with us.
Did you play with Marcus yet?
No.
You didn't?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you say he was, like, bad?
Pete said he's bad.
Oh, yo, Pete said he's bad.
Oh.
Marcus also said he's bad.
They calling you
yeah,
out, Marcus?
No, because, yeah, Marcus
you
was,
trash.
Marcus was with us.
Was he?
I think so.
You trash, Marcus.
No, get at me. He's like,
no. Email us at maxandlewshow@gmail.com and tell us what you think about your trash ass, Marcus.
Oh my god, nah, he's just gonna come. Nah, but I suck at shooters. That's why I don't play multiplayer games.
What, dude? You are super hot.
This is VR.
It's a shooter.
It's very different.
It's probably like one of the most intense shooters there is.
No, it's not, because it's slow motion and not multiplayer. Multiplayer is so like competitive and insane. Like, I could never keep up with Counter-Strike. Ever. Ever. Call of Duty, I guess I could, but I'm just not that into it.
You gotta trust your team.
So if you suck, you just trust your team?
If you suck, you suck.
I think I suck at shooters.
I suck.
You know, like, BioShock is, like, difficult for me right now.
You playing BioShock?
Right? Yeah, I've never played BioShock before.
You got the trilogy?
Yeah, I got 1, 2, and Infinite for, like, what was it, $8 or something?
Like, I heard rumors about the next one being, like, in a volcano.
Yeah, about the whole element thing. How there's one's going to be fire or earth or, air and water happened, so I guess fire or earth. So it could be underground in a volcano.
Or a big ass cave.
See, that, like, I would dig something like that. Like, it's like an, I don't know, it's like kind of dug out. Yeah.
Whole city underground.
Yeah. And it's like creepy as fuck because it's like mines and shit. I can dig that.
I don't know how they would do fire, though.
Fire, exactly. Like, around the walls of a volcano is the only thing I can think. But that seems kind of lame. I don't
think. Like in space around the sun really close.
Yo, it'd be wild if it's like on the sun and you're in like a suit.
What? It's not possible.
That's not going to happen, I guess.
BioShock 4?
Yeah.
Technically three.
The third. And the last.
BioShock 2 is really BioShock 2.
Which is interesting. BioShock 2 is a prequel. But, I really...
And it's made by a different company. Too.
Is it? Yeah. I don't know that. But yeah, I really liked 1. I only got past the first boss. I think. Yeah, I'm like on my way to the second boss. And it's fun. I really enjoy it. It's terrifying. Playing on the hardest difficulty. It's very hard to, like... You gotta use that wrench a lot.
You play as a big daddy in 2, right?
Yeah. Yeah, 2's weird, I guess. I don't know if I'm going to play it. I might.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'll try it, but like I've heard it's just not great, and I really want to go back into Infinite.
Infinite,
yeah. Yeah, I like Infinite. I know, you were the one who made me get it.
Infinite?
Yeah.
It's a good game. The ending's crazy.
I didn't see the ending.
You didn't?
No, I'm pretty sure I rented it or something.
Oh. It's like you... I don't want to spoil. But I can if you want.
Spoiler alert!
Nope, I have the game now. I'm gonna
we
get
should
there.
Get like a spoiler alert for the show.
Just.
Like every time we're gonna spoil something, we hit the alarm and it's a spoiler alert alarm.
Spoiler alert, yeah. It's gonna be, all right.
We should. That'd be cool. That'd add to the show.
Alright, I'll find one.
Hey, Max.
Yeah.
Hey, Max.
Hey, Lou.
Did you happen to prepare something for our new segment this week?
Our new segment of New Invention!
Invention.
Yeah, thanks for the echo. Yeah, I did, actually.
Alright. So, Sean, since this is your first time on the show in a while, we've been doing this thing every week where we talk about a new invention!
Invention.
On the show, so basically we talk about one piece of technology that is new and fancy, and that's new invention.
So this is fresh off the hot block. This has only been out for 2 days as of today.
The hot block, not the cold block. That's old news.
So Pornhub has released a boner-hiding swim trunks. I'm going to be reading the actual shit that they released with this new invention, and you just gotta give it a sec.
Okay, so boner-concealing briefs by Pornhub.
Yeah, it's saying, worried about cracking a fatty with nothing but swim trunks on? If you plan on taking your penis to a pool or a beach this summer, you should be. Some of you are saying, psh, I never get unwanted boners. What am I, 13? But mark my words, even if you do Kegel exercises 3 times a day, every man runs the risk of creating a right dangle at the wrong time. Anyone relate, guys? This is a bit much. It's ridiculous that they released this. This is all, like, real. Like,
continue.
All right, where are we? You'll be minding your business, soaking up some rays, when suddenly, a busty co-ed with nearly zero bikini and definitely zero father figures emerges from the water. You feel the 4-inch inseam of your trunk start to tighten, but the pole is 30 yards away. There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, nowhere to tuck. What's a man to do? Don't fret. Pornhub is here to do what they do best. Take care of your boner, but this time in a way that's acceptable in public. The site just whipped out their brand new bonerless bathing suit. If this pitch didn't sell you, maybe this catchy song will.
Sing it, Max.
It's not loading, the song. But here's what you got. This is what they look like. They look.
Is that like the inside and the outside of them or something?
I think the right thing is supposed to.
Yeah, the trunk's left and the inner lining right. So it's like a really tight Under Armour type John for your junk.
Looks like yeah. Armor.
So.
Plate leg.
So really, if you want to make your own, all you could do is take a pair of Under Armour leggings and cut them to fit underneath your bathing suit, and you'll be good.
Yeah, it's saying it's made of 100% Lycra? Lycra? What is that?
100% of Lycra, which is designed to wrestle your erection into submission without any strangling or discomfort.
Beautiful.
Lycra.
We worked hard on this development of this first-of-its-kind bathing suit that should ease comfort and increase enjoyment for the most masterful of bathers and waterspouts amateurs alike, Pornhub Vice President Corey Price told Men's Health.
I cannot believe that is the piece of technology that we used for our segment.
It is $69.69. Nice.
Wow.
Very cool.
Wow.
No one's buying that.
I might have to invest in those bad boys. It's not a bad idea.
Hide your boner from, dude.
What if I'm out on the beach and exactly what they said happens?
Who cares?
A hot piece of co-ed comes out of the water with no father figure in sight, wearing barely any bikini. That's a rough situation right there.
I mean, if this gets popular enough, then it's almost a bad thing. But
why? Because then people know guys are hiding their boners?
They're like, man, I get rock hard at beaches. But honestly, they look dope. They really do. They look like cool-looking bathing suits.
Women are going to like know that like any guy wearing those trunks is just like out there like staring at women.
Well, it really does.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's... I don't know, it looks good though.
He's got a huge plate over his crotch.
That's his chastity plate.
It's his chest. But that's our little bit for new inventions. $69 is a bit steep for me.
That's definitely a joke, Hagen.
It's not. It's at 100% real. You can buy right now.
Yeah, as a joke.
Oh, I don't know.
That's a real thing. You can buy that.
Yeah, it's a real joke.
Well, I hear it's you about the joke, but joke. It has a good reason behind it. It's like, yo, if you do, and this is why you don't go to beaches, here are some badass looking trunks for $69.69.
Nice.
Nice. Can't hide their boners.
Imagine.
Nice.
Imagine you're just popping boners. Like, I can't. I don't know. I feel like that has to be a problem.
Real men deal with their boners on the beach.
I guess you're right, because in the ad it did say, I'm not 13, but like if you do think about it, teenagers and shit, you know how, I bet there's like at least 5 or 10 like movies out there where kids accidentally have boners come out and it was so embarrassing.
Yeah, you gotta embrace that shit. You let that boner come out.
It shapes you.
It shapes
you. It shows your pride.
That's all I got.
That's all he's got. That's all he got.
That's all I got. That's all I got.
It's all he's got. It's all he's got.
It's all I got. All I got.
It's all he's got. All he's got.
It's all he's got. It's all I
got.
That's all I got today.
It's all he's got today.
No, for real, it's all he's got today. It really is.
That's it for the Max and Lou show. Yo, we're done for today. I don't know what to say. This shit ain't going my way, but it's all right. Hey, let's quit.
Thanks for listening. We love you.